Blog Talk Radio.
Your trouble ain't over. Your trouble has just begun. You're walking in shadows. Your heart is on the run. You may know who I am, but you don't know what's mine. Call me the devil. Call me by another name. You're looking for redemption, but you call me just the same. I know all your dirty secrets. I can't cause your greatest shame.
Read about his widowed bride, but something
me deep inside today. The music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above?
Halftime.
I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye bye Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry, and them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing, bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
Ah, there you go. You got it. Welcome to Crazy Nation Radio, the station that's brought to you by the internet and many other ways of providing information worldwide. Anyway, hey, this is your host, Ron Reck, and I'm just sitting back and mellowing out for the night. Like I said, it's an open call night tonight. Maybe you got a call and got a topic or something you want to talk about. We'll get into that. We're going to play some music for a while so we get to that topic. You know, a lot of things are going on. This presidential election coming up pretty soon here shortly. You know, hey. Did Hillary come off them emails? I don't know. I have a little day watch the mail. I just got back from sunny Florida. So I've been gone for a little while, but I'm back now. And we're going to throw another tune at you for a minute, a couple more tunes, and we'll get right back at you. We'll see you in a minute.
You designed
it, sir.
You wanted it foolproof. You told me
every
television in London.
Cruelty and injustice. Intolerance. Depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suggesting your submission.
Cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror.
Let me preface whatever's going to happen in the future with the fact I'm not your typical cat rapping to shoot you. Anything given certificate is under ownership. Once you know the true predicament, you got a bone to pick. Citizens have to be pledged as collateral shadow before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your presidents work directly for the crown, truly. I did my due diligence, cause it's my dedicated duty. Fuck bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome up with time to me. Thank you so much for coming.
You could be free again. That would be grand. Only if you would see my friend. First you must understand. They pathologically pretend, hoping to get you on the ship and to persuade you to agree with them. That's it, man, it'll never cease to end. Perpetual conflict, free again. Indeed, you could take the shackles off, but have you ever really been? According to maritime admiralty law, you never will be free, my friend. If you fail to reclaim your tax money, they freely spend on wars that never seem to end. United States is not a country, but a corporation contractually created by the Constitution. Let there be no debate. Your founding fathers intended you be a citizen of your respective state, not a citizen of the U.S. domiciled in Washington, D.C. Oh, yes.
prior to 1921 upon arrival. The birth of babies was recorded in the family Bible. But after the Great Depression, people really lost their noodles. So they signed a document that simply squandered all their scruples, joining the ranks of former slave children, becoming a 14th Amendment citizen. The Social Security Act, written by actors, manufactured to make it look like a beautiful package. Too bad you never heard the news. The Social Security Act equals voluntary servitude. Notice the deceptive line, you bow to tyranny again. And voluntarily, my friend, 14th Amendment citizen, you better learn to speak to them if you want to be free again. The President of the United States don't answer to the Queen. He answers to some shadowy cat that you've never seen. Frank Van de Cliff wrote about it in the Evening Post. Now the creature from Jekyll Island is robbing you blind while he's smiling at you, cause he's just a ghost. To get a job in America, you need an XFN. To go to work in Canada, you need a card people call a SIN. They change the names, but it's all the same, no matter where you've been. They declared an emergency in 1933, and it certainly speaks to the state you're in. I got a son that I cannot call a kid. If I have my way, I'ma get him off the grid. I got a beautiful girl named Sophie on the way. And if they try to stick a little chip in my children's against a gazillion, they really gonna have to pay. Really gonna have to pay. 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 Pay.
You have no fear anymore. You're completely free.
Mr. Kravitz himself. Excellent song. Excellent. I Want to Fly Away. Yeah, buddy. I like to fly away a lot of times. But I just flew back home, got back here yesterday. There, yeah, my trip to Florida. Boy, wow. I still like flying a little bit more than driving. Because, man, I was on I-75, and then people are psychotic. Out towards Ocala and towards Orlando and all that. My good God, people are psychotic. But I drove a different way back and seen some things I didn't really want to see, but I seen them anyway. I've seen, for about 5 miles, nothing but train cars. And it wasn't good. It isn't something I want to really find out and see when I'm on the road. But it was there, you know. Black cars wasn't good at all. Hey, a few minutes here before I kick open the phones here for everybody. Yeah, it's been a long trip. It took me yesterday, well, day before yesterday. Actually, I lost the day here somewhere in the process. I drove 14 and a half hours. I traveled 734 miles, 36 miles, all the way back from Louisiana to Missouri. I cut all, well, not all the Louisiana, just the corner section of it, but, you know, from Vicksburg up and went through the complete state of Arkansas, and back home I am. Here I am, back in Missouri. Anyway, the trip was interesting. It was fun, seeing a lot. I was there for like 7-8 days, and then, you know, came back, and here I am, back to you guys. I finally maybe get my show back on schedule and be halfway decent and civil about it, huh? I've been kind of lacking a lot, and I still pay for it. Hey, let me crack on these phones here real quick and see what we got hanging out with. So I know exactly who they are, actually. what's up, folks? Ant, how you doing, dear? Gunslinger, how's it going?
Oh, welcome back, Ron.
Well, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
It was a long
trip. Nice
spot in Texas. I bet it was.
Oh. Florida was a bastard. I'm going to tell you right now, man. It was so hot. I didn't care what you did. You just walked outside, you started to melt. I think I don't need to go to Jeep Clegg. I need to go to Florida to lose weight. Swear to God. You sweat to death. The humidity is evil there. Especially
I've been to Pensacola one time. I've been to Pensacola one time. That was it.
Uh-huh.
Never been down in the boat there, I guess, going public.
I've been there. And, but yeah, this trip here. I could have went on into Pensacola, you know, guys. When we get back home. So I took a back route. I didn't go I-75 down. No, because I-75 goes straight down to Florida. And it's like cotton. People are nuts, man. I was coming out 75, just getting on 75 of a Highway 10, and jumped on 75, went straight down the center of Florida. And there's this little bitty black car, a little, I don't even know what it was. It was just poking along, just bullshit. Here's these two tractor trailers screaming down the highway and shit. And I'm like, you know, where do I go? You know what I do? You know, I'm trying to find somewhere on the right to get off, and there's a bus behind me. Oh, wow, man. But I made it. I survived it. Right there and back, man. I tell you what, driving a four-wheel drive, one-ton truck ain't fun. Seriously. It'll beat you to death. That's a lot of miles. 2,200-something miles round trip.
Damn. That's a long way.
I drove 14 hours straight yesterday. 14 hours. It's like I was riding a Bronco all day, you know? Good God.
Well, that was a hell of a trip. I mean, it sounded like a hell of a trip. I flew up to Detroit one time, and me and a buddy of mine drove back. It was 26 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a long drive, definitely from Detroit.
One way. Boy, that's the longest trip I ever drove, man.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. That's one to Florida. I mean, I didn't have to be back in a big hurry. You know, I could have took longer. That's, you know what I'm saying? The first day, when I first left Florida, I put in about 400 miles. And I wound up in somewhere in Alabama. I was in the middle of Alabama. And, you know, I just said, you know, I told my assistant, I said, man, this one doesn't want to stay here. So we grabbed a room there and somewhere in Alabama. I don't know where, but did. Of course, every hotel you went to is owned by the Hindus, you know, the Indians. I'll be one hotel I seen, there's not no Indian running it. I'm like, wow. They took completely took over the hotel hospitality business, along with all the convenience stores. but it was a cool trip in a way. You know, seeing a lot of Mississippi. But well, all I do is stay in Mississippi, actually. But yeah. Yep. whole state of Mississippi. Matter of fact, the first day we wound up hitting Tupelo, Mississippi. On the way down, we stayed in Tupelo and went on from Tupelo straight into Florida. Yeah, went the rest of Mississippi. Well, shit, wait a minute, I'm losing my directions. Oh, I went through Memphis and then on down. I should have stopped at St. Perry Steel Works, though. In Memphis, I should have stopped and called and said, hey, Perry, meet me here. But Memphis is crazy, too, man. I hate Memphis. I always did. I mean, nothing against Perry, but Memphis sucks.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of Confederate flags going through Mississippi and Alabama.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. 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 Yeah, the amazing thing was the shit I seen coming back to Louisiana. That's what kind of fucking up my trip in a way. You know, I'm seeing all these UN vehicles on these flat trains. So, what's up with this?
You seen UN vehicles on a train?
Uh-huh. Flat trains, yeah. So, there you go.
That should tell you something right there. Why are UN vehicles here?
Well, we didn't catch much of any sign of symbol on anything, you know what I mean? But we seen the color, you know what I mean? The same color. They're all the same color.
Did you get any video of it?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I was too busy. I was too fried into it. I thought about turning around. The only problem, I was home with a 24-foot trailer. I had nowhere to go turn it around. That was a problem. I mean, I was on a straight road, nowhere to pull off. It was a straight run with 65. I was thinking 65 in Louisiana. Yeah, it's a straight shot, a weird road. But I didn't know. I didn't shoot no video of it. I shot a lot of video-wise there in Florida, but I didn't shoot that. Because the gear was behind the back. You couldn't get to it. So, I mean, you know, I didn't stop, pull it all out, fuck around. So I just didn't, you know. I should have. You're right, Gunson. I should have shot a video on that. I just wasn't thinking about it. I should be worried about where I'm going, how I'm going to get back. Hope my GPS don't fail me now. But it was a long train. I'm saying I want to guess maybe 5 miles of train. But I didn't have all just that. It had other shit in the middle here and there. You know what I mean? It wasn't all complete that. But pretty much so. You know what I mean? The majority of it was that shit. Who knows? I don't know what they're up to. I don't have a clue. And it was sitting.
Well,
you know what I mean, man? It wasn't moving. It was just sitting.
They're up to something. I mean, you know they're up to something or they wouldn't be hauling that shit. Okay, where are they hauling it to? Where's it going? I mean, you know.
I guess somewhere. They had to be going somewhere. You know, it's a lot of cotton fields around, you know. But that was it, the train track. Nothing else, the fields and the train track. Run along the highway. So. I don't know. Pretty wild. But yeah, it was hot down there for damn sure. That shit. That's I was doing fine until I seen that. I'm like, fuck. You know what I mean? The rest of the shit's kind of shitty.
Were they Humvees? Are they military Humvees?
Yeah. Look like Humvees. A lot of like ambulance trucks, you know, shit like that. Land Rover. All kinds of shit like that.
Well, in my opinion, is they're either you know, this probably is part of that Jade Helm craziness or whatever it is.
It could be.
They said that's the largest. They said that's the largest military exercise, quote unquote, since World War II. So,
right,
I mean,
right.
Why are they doing this? I mean, yeah, it's good to go practice here and there. By covering multiple states, they're either planning for something man-made
right.
or natural. Okay, it can be only be the two. Now it's good to go out and practice your maneuvers and all this stuff. Hey, keep up, you know, practice makes perfect, right? I mean, no problem with that.
Well, yeah.
But
you
got to
keep constant,
you know,
training. Doesn't matter. You know, it's a constant thing.
Yeah,
you know,
but there's another thing there. You know, there's the other part of that is that we shouldn't be having a standing army that we have today. Constitution doesn't call for a standing army, okay?
Uh-huh.
But that's what they got now.
Oh,
corporate
yeah.
bullshit, you know,
uh-huh.
that's how they can get away with it, you know.
Well, that's two different. We live in two different worlds, Gunslinger. We live in two different planets here. We don't live on the same planet. Shit. You know, I mean, when I talked about the birth certificate and everything like that, that's what I meant. That's what it is. That's the second world. The artificial us world. And a lot of people don't get it. But I mean, I just tell people, I don't try to go in too much detail on everything, but I just give them a little bit of tool. I say, here, man, just go look up your birth certificate. That's all you got to do. Start from your birth certificate. And when you find out that your birth certificate is a bullshit fraud and you're used as collateral, then you'll start researching. You'll get the bug to research. You will research till you're fucking blue in the face. You know what I mean? That's what you'll do because you're going to want to know a lot more. So there's a lot more to find out about, and that's what people need to do. They need to figure this out. You know, that's the only way you can change it, if you know the truth. You know, and we've been bullshitted for a long time. But people just don't want, you know, they don't know. They don't want to know. They just don't know. That's the fucked up part. I didn't know. I mean, I didn't know what was really going down, man, you know. And so I figured that out.
Well, it's the biggest scam that's been ever perpetrated on man, okay? It's definitely a scam because, you know, they know what they're doing. Right. They know what they're doing. They know the reason they created that. They know the why, the ifs and the ands and buts and all that shit. Okay.
Right.
Just to keep you under their thumb. That's what they want.
Well, okay.
They want to take
a big... Here's where the clincher is. I'm going to tell you the gospel truth, man. Particularly, you have nothing against homosexual people. If that's what people want to do, knock yourself out. Don't let me stop you. You know what I mean? That's fine. If you're happy with that, you go on and just don't bring it to my fucking house, you know? But when the Supreme Court stated the fact it's a law and legal, you know, wow, that's all fucked up too. But the problem is people don't understand it don't mean that. You know what I mean? Yeah, okay, if you're gay, you can get married to the same sex. That's great. Super. I'm glad for you. Don't give a shit. Here's why. It's not what people think. It's not holy matrimony and all that other mumbo-jumbo bullshit that goes along in the marriage ceremony is bullshit. You know what I mean? You should have two lawyers marry you. You're going to do this corporate merger, and he's going to play the head of the corporation. That's all the fuck you're going to do. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what it is. The artificial use of corporation. So it's a corporate merger. It's fuck the government. Loves that. Fuck yeah, more tax money. Fucking
that's
right. Get married.
That's how they can get away with these crazy ass gun laws, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all
that's
this
right.
other shit that they try to pull.
Technically, they can't
but
make up
day,
no law. They can't really technically make up no law.
A corporation
can't
make
artificial
up law.
You. You see what I mean?
But a corporation cannot make up law because, according to Black Law Dictionary, a corporation is a fiction. How can something that don't even exist make up law? It can't. And people don't realize that.
Right. But there you go, man. That's what I'm talking about. You're always going to see the simple fact of these are corporate rules we live by. These statute laws and all stuff, these are corporate rules. You know? I mean, I don't give legal advice to nobody. I'm not giving legal advice in the show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm just giving information that people need to look up. You need to do the research. I mean, don't believe nothing I'm fucking telling you. But the problem is, you do believe some shit. Somebody else told you, and that's why you're so fucked up now today.
It's the same way that people don't look up things and do their research. It's like with a big bahooza with the Confederate flag. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that people see when they see that flag is racism. Okay? That's the very first thing that they fucking see is race. Okay? But that has nothing to do with race. Okay? Okay? That never did. It don't.
Right.
And if you go back and really truly, you know, research the Confederate flag, any of the Confederate flags, you will find, if I live in the South, Texas, you will find that there were even black slaves back in that day that actually joined the Confederate Army and fought side by side with the Confederate Army. You know
right,
that?
Right.
So how can that be about racism?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How can that be about racism?
No, you're missing that. You're missing it. That is the propaganda shit they want people to believe.
Yeah, that's
you know
the
mean?
Propaganda. Yeah, that's what they want. Yeah, they put
they're playing the race card.
Your mind.
Fuck shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, they always play the race card.
Yeah, they're playing it. That's, okay, look, they want to cause a problem. They want to cause some shit to happen. They want some. some groups to go off at each other so they can say it's not their fault. See what I mean? You catch the scam? You get two groups, like a Republican and Democrat, and they go at each other, right? White and black.
Oh, yeah, they go
same thing. Right? Yeah. Whichever way you want to go. All right, now, the problem is that will cause a problem. And who makes money when there's problems? Rich people do.
Of course.
You know what I mean? That's how it works. Rich people get rich, while the poor people fucking suffer.
Yeah, we all suffer because, you know, that's what they want. That's what it's servitude.
Well, the middle class is now going to be rich. There's going to be two classes, rich and poor. That's it. Nothing
rich
in the fucking
poor,
middle.
That's what they want. No, that's what
the
they want.
The middle class has been destroyed since 2008. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we're talking, what now, 9 years? No, I'm sorry. 7 years. But still 7 years. Why is this economy still so fucked up? Why are we still having financial problems? Why is the job market shitty? Why do people keep losing their jobs?
Huh?
You know, and then you throw more, and people ain't got a job, and they throw up Obamacare. It's just getting out of control. I think it's getting flipped out of fucking whack in a fast pace. And I said that before, it's a fucking free-running train down the hill. There ain't no doubt.
Well, see, that's why they're so adamant. That's why they're so adamant about taking people's guns, okay? That's why, because they know that one day these guns may be used on them, okay? Unless things change, you know, for the better pretty quickly, okay? They know they're not stupid, okay? Because they didn't get in that position being stupid, okay? Even though they are,
right.
You know. But, you know, it's one of these days, that's why they're so, they want your guns. They want to demonize everything. Every time one of these shootings come up, oh, it's the gun. It's the gun. It's the gun that did it. Well, you dumb bastard.
Right.
A gun is a inanimate object. It does not have a soul. It doesn't live. Okay? It's the person that's holding the gun. That's one you ought to be going after. Okay? It's just like with the Confederate flag. It's a flag. It's cloth. Okay?
Uh-huh.
It doesn't live. It doesn't. It's an inanimate object.
It's
not the gun.
It's a symbol.
But it's a symbol. Yeah.
It's
and
a symbol for
the
simple-minded. Just like George Farrell said,
stupid-minded.
A symbol for the simple-minded.
Yeah. For the stupid-minded. You know, I mean,
yeah,
it's totally
exactly.
Insanity. I mean, you know.
Right. It is.
I found a good saying here that this kind of sums it up with the gun. It's really a little short saying here. It says, make me fast and accurate. Let my aim be true and my hand faster than those who would seek to destroy me. Grant me victory over my foes and those that wish to do harm to and mine. Let not my last thought be, if I only had my gun. And if today is truly the day that you call me home, let me die in a pile of empty brass. About that one.
There you go.
That's it.
There you go. I mean, you're right. It ain't the gun that does the problem. It's the person. You know, that's the thing. There again, what do we do? Put everybody on Prozac or Ritalin? Oh, shit, we already did that. Ah, we have to come up with a better one. Pharma needs more money. Let's do something to fuck them up. You know?
That's what Big Pharma wants. That's, you know, all these mass shooters that have been done, 98% of the shooters, okay, have been on some type of psychotropic drug. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That has
mm-hmm.
to fuck with your mind. It has
right.
to. Okay?
Right.
Start inducing man-made chemicals into the brain. You're going to get a short circuit. You know, you're an electrician, I'm an electrician. We all know what short circuits are.
Well,
okay.
think about this, though, gunslinger. Think about this, man. In the 80s, all right? They probably do it way before the 80s, but I know in the 80s when I caught on to it about kids getting drugs. You know, in school, Ritalin. You know what I'm saying? Something different for Ritalin. But you know, how many kids were subjected to that shit?
Quite a few.
You know what I mean? Thousands of thousands of kids and children were all tuned into Ritalin. Speed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were rocket shipping these motherfuckers. Some might have turned out good. Who knows? We don't know what the side effect of that shit is. I don't think they sell it anymore. I don't know how they use that drug or something different now, but it's the same name. are saying it.
I don't think they do know the true side effect, the long term side effects.
Mm-hmm.
They probably figuring out a few of them now since they was experimenting.
But think we have a generation of kids that have been fucked up with this. So think about it. It's already grown up now. That's what I'm saying.
They grew up in the 50s and the 60s, and that's when they were doing all this experimentation with all these fucking drugs. MK Ultra,
right.
You know, people think it's fucking crazy, but it's not. They actually experimented on people using these fucking psychotropic drugs. And people can't get it through their fucking heads. They can't get it through their heads that the government experimented on people, okay, whether it be the soldiers or whoever, okay, just to see what this shit would do. Man, that's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah, the government don't do the testing. The pharmaceutical company do the testing. What a deal,
The government backs them. The government backs them because they get all the grants and the money and all that shit. You know, they're in bed with each other right now.
Of course they are.
So
yeah,
you can
say that.
So when you're saying the government, you can say the pharmaceutical. When you're saying pharmaceutical, you might as well say the government because they're both in bed together with each other. You know,
I don't prefer to say government, really. I say more the corporation. The corporation. That's
the corporation.
Around, the corporation. Well, you know, the corporation says, this is this, you got to do this, you got to do that. And they had their inspectors in there to prove it, you know. I mean, money talks. You can convince anybody of anything with money. Practice. Just write things.
Oh, yeah, money talks, bullshit walks. Money talks, bullshit walks. You know,
mm-hmm.
And ye who has the money makes the fucking rules, okay? And this is what
this is what is
making the corporate government shaking their boots now is you have Trump on the scene, okay? I heard a statement that he made that he said that I don't need your fucking donations. Didn't say fucking donations, but he said, I don't need your donations. He said he had a guy a couple days ago come up and want to give him $5 million. He said, I don't need your money. I don't want your money. Because one day you may want a favor from me. Okay? Down the line, okay, you may want a favor. He says, I use my own money. I don't need your money. And this is what my people is backing Donald Trump. Because he has the balls to fucking say what nobody else has the balls to say. He has the balls to tell them to go fuck themselves. And they're shaking in their boots because if this guy gets in there, okay, it's going to rock the boat, let me tell you. Because I don't think Trump will back down if he gets in there.
Good gunslinger, that ain't going to happen. If the corporation doesn't want him in there, they're not going to vote him in. Because, look, man, the corporation selects their president. Voting is just something that makes you believe you did something. It's your fucking fault that the wrong guy got in type shit. No, voting is worthless, I think. I don't, you know. I just got another voter's registration card in the mail today. I'm like, fuck. I mean, no. Mm-mm.
Well, there's
I don't want
the
wrong problem with them. I don't care. I just don't give a shit. I mean, they can do whatever. I mean, and they can't. They will do whatever. They just the whole thing.
It's the same thing that people can't understand that the elections are rigged. Those elections are rigged.
The Electoral College, that don't make no sense to me. I don't get that. I mean, they got all the right bullshit reasons, but it still don't make no sense. A number's a number. A count's a count. That's that. Why do you need this? You know what I mean?
Well, that's why they wanted to go to this electronic voting system, okay?
Well,
the electronic voting machines, okay?
The deck is rigged, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. The deck is fucking rigged.
Well, yeah, it's rigged.
Because
now,
that little
computer can be hacked very easily. One of the most prestigious universities in this country did it in their tech department. It's on YouTube. You go look it up. You look up Diebold electronic voting machines hacked or something like that.
Yeah,
they ran a complete course on a complete experiment on how
They got a voting machine one time, and somebody outside of that corporation got a hold of a voting machine, tore it apart, and found that somebody's directing the same guy. The software was in it was directing all the votes to the same fucking guy.
People. Why are they so fucking stupid that they can't see that when you have a voting machine. It's a computer. Computers can be hacked, okay, externally or internally. Doesn't matter, okay? That when they have this, as evil as these bastards are, do you not think that they're going to use this to weigh their votes to their favorite candidate? Of course they are. You'd have to be born on fucking Pluto not to believe that, okay? Seriously, you know?
Exactly. It just seems like it's a waste of time. Because it's selected. I'm serious. I just think more they make a selection that the voting don't count. It just lets you do something, and it ain't there, man.
It's just like Obama. He wasn't elected. He was selected.
Uh-huh.
Big difference there.
Yeah, I never heard of him before. I never heard much about the guy until he ran for president.
Yeah. I didn't, before he started running, I never heard of this idiot, okay? Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, boom, bam, thank you, ma'am, he's president.
Right.
Kind of strange. He comes from nowhere. We don't know where he came from. He damn sure wasn't born in this country. At least one of his parents weren't born in this country, okay? But yet, then he spends millions of dollars to cover up the fact. When you're covering up shit, you're hiding shit. I mean, that's simple, but some people just cannot get it through their fucking thick heads that this bastard was put in there purposely for a reason to destroy this country. And look what he's done. He's destroyed this country. Okay? It's sinking. Boom, boom, boom.
And, you know, the other thing about it, I don't really tend to think he's black. Okay, true. I don't think he is.
Well, I mean, it's...
So why does it matter? They selected whoever won anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you could be
Hillary. You motherfucking dog. Hillary gets in there. That's going to be something to talk about, isn't it?
If Hillary gets in there, that does not prove how fucking rigged this fucking system is, I don't know what would prove to you otherwise. Because she's already been fucked with Benghazi gate. She's already been fucked in the ass with the email and all this shit. And if she gets in there, holy Toledo, there better be a revolution in this country the next day. Okay, I'm telling you. Because if that does not prove,
that would happen. If that would happen, man. All I could say would be one thing, and it would be just like this, brother. Why the fuck not? I would not be shocked. I wouldn't be shocked at all.
No. It wouldn't shock me. No, and I wouldn't be surprised. Mm-hmm. Okay? But, should prove to people that you got to be kidding me. That bitch should be in fucking prison. Okay? Mm-hmm. But if she gets in there, wait a minute, she's president? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where'd I get off this fucking freight train at? I don't see why people can't understand that. It's so simple. It's right there on the end of their fucking goddamn noses, okay? But yet they can't see it. They can't see the fire for the smoke because they've blown so much smoke in your face now, a smoke screen. But they love to get your attention on other shit while they're back here plotting and planning behind the smoke screen. And if people would just clear the smoke out for a minute and see...
They're sloppy, though, with it, Gunn. That's what I'm saying, brother. They're getting sloppy.
Oh, yeah, they are getting
They're literally doing this shit right in front of her face,
definitely. Yeah.
Nobody's doing good.
They used to hide it. They don't even hide it anymore.
Yeah.
Really?
No.
I mean,
of course not. No, it's right there in front of it. Can't miss it.
Yeah, it's right here. See, we're doing this. Fuck you. Bend over and pay us or else.
Take it. Yeah, take it whether you like it or not. That's exactly what they say.
Yeah, take it whether you like it or not. and it's so screwball. I mean, you can physically get arrested for not having a fishing license. Okay, did you know that? You can get arrested for not having a fishing license, but zillions of fucking illegals pour over that fucking southern border daily.
Mm-hmm.
They don't get arrested.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, they get sent back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see something wrong with this picture? A little bit? Jeez. It's insane that this country has fallen to this point. It is, I don't know, it's mind-blowing, really. It is mind-blowing. And nothing's perfect, no doubt. Don't get me wrong. But,
right,
you know,
right.
And it was supposed to set up as not a perfect country, because there's no such thing as perfection unless you live in a utopian society, which none of us do.
Right.
But it's gone steadily downhill. It hasn't gone up. It hasn't improved. I mean, the way it used to be was a lot better. But since these idiots got in there, it's just gone down further down the stairs to the basement. To the shithole,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly.
It's insane.
Yep.
So, let's just hypothetically say Trump does get in there. Say there's so much public outcry that they have to let him in there.
Mm-hmm.
He's either going to whoop ass, or they're going to take him out, like they did JFK.
If they don't want him in there, he ain't going to get in there.
Well, I'm just saying, if he does, if they're by some slip of the lip there or slip of the feet there that he does get in there, he'll be another JFK. They will take him out, okay? Just like they did him, JFK.
More than
okay,
that.
Right here in the streets of Dallas, Texas, okay? That wasn't an assassination. That was a hit. That was a government hit, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody will believe that. You know, they say, oh, no, that was just, you know, some crazy. No, sorry. Too many nutcases. Okay, they set up these nutcases to take these people down. They don't give a fuck whether they get killed. They don't give a fuck whether they get prosecuted. You know, oh, we'll just prosecute you, and then you might disappear. We got a nice little island out here, down here in the tropics. Spend your rest of your life down there.
Right.
You'll have be done for the rest of your everything taken care of you. Wine, women, the whole fucking nine yards.
Yeah.
Just don't ever fucking show your face again.
Yeah,
I mean,
we'll make it famous. And we'll make
it famous.
Yeah. Crazy.
So, you know, if they could do that, you know, if the FBI with their eyewitness relocation program give you a new identity, give you new looks, give you new fingerprints, give you a whole new fucking life, you don't think they could do it to these people? Come on. They're masters at this. Okay? They are literally masters at this. And so what if you get killed? I mean, if I take
out
a
gun, it's okay for them, but it ain't okay for you. That's how it works.
Yeah. It's just like the guy that blew up Oklahoma City. Did we, did everybody see him die? No. There was no video proof of that. Okay. Just like Osama bin Laden, that SEAL team, they supposed to have nailed him.
They dumped him over the overboard
with no picture, no DNA.
The Golden Globe Award goes to you. You know, that's what I'm thinking.
So where's the evidence? So that motherfucker is sitting in the Caribbean somewhere drinking pina coladas on a fucking beach surrounded by blonde Venmo babes. Okay? You know he is. You know,
that's the best evil dictator category.
I mean, that's insane. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It is.
So there's obviously a cover up there. There's obviously a cover up there because there was no evidence that's him. They should have took DNA. They should have took. I mean, if they can take DNA from goddamn dinosaurs that supposedly lived here millions of years ago, they couldn't get his.
Exactly.
He was a fresh.
Exactly,
he was supposed to have been a fresh corpse that they just killed. Oh, come on, give me a break. You know.
Yeah, he couldn't get nothing out of the fresh one, but 3,000-year-old fucking dinosaur had figured it all out. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they can figure out from millions of years old dinosaurs. They can figure out what they ate. They can figure their blood structure, their organ structure, all this shit from just DNA.
Sex,
okay.
Everything.
But yet, they didn't do that to him. Do you smell a rat there? I smell a big, fat fucking rat. Okay.
Yeah.
And people eat up. They believe it, whatever the TV, whatever the YouTube says, it's real, you know.
Then it goes to the movie of the fucking week, you know what I mean? Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Oh, it's insanity. Man. It is. It's so fucking crazy, you got to laugh about it. I can't think of another way to explain this, you know. I mean, this is not conspiracy theory bullshit. This is the real fact.
No, this is not conspiracy theory, either.
No, it's actually happening. Right.
A lot of people will say that when you bring up these subjects like that, like 9/11 and Oklahoma City, you're a conspiracy tinfoil hat wearing motherfucker.
Right.
Why hasn't those questions been answered? There's still
right.
open
I've
questions.
Argued with people repeatedly over 9/11.
Oh,
know,
I
that's what's in the hot debate.
Join the crowd.
Fucking...
Join the crowd. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
the
9/11. You know, I look at people
mission.
That tell me it was a terrorist act, and I have to laugh at them. It's a
yeah,
wrong
I mean,
terrorist. Ain't what terrorist you think it is, man. Not what they're. That's
no.
not. You're not hearing the gospel. And then you got into the scientific fact of it. You know what I mean? Science
that's
plays
right.
a key part
yeah.
in the whole fucking deal.
Scientific.
Really? How could three buildings drop simultaneously the same fucking way? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seven didn't go down
it
as fast.
It goes
dollars,
against
but,
the laws of physics. Okay.
Man,
right.
there is no mathematical fucking equation anybody could show me to prove me that could technically fucking happen that way unless it's an earthquake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It has to be rigged for
make,
this.
You know,
and if
there's
it's
been,
that way, I've seen video after video of thousands of different tall buildings being hit by airplanes and shit. You know what I mean? On
yeah.
the internet. You see them all over
yeah,
the things.
There's been hundreds of buildings all over the world, skyscrapers, that have
mm-hmm.
burned
mm-hmm.
for a week at a time. It
yes.
has literally burned the thing out, and the
exactly.
thing is still standing.
Exactly.
But these fucking
well, here's
buildings,
the, here's
and,
the deal.
And building
here's,
7
here's, here's, I fucking, here's why I jump into this, man. And I explain to people. You know, some people have said the fact is, well, both of them towers were built the same way by the same people. Well, building number 7 wasn't, that I know of.
Mm-mm, was it?
You know what I'm saying?
So
why would it
fall
down?
Fall? Yeah,
why would they implode? That's what I'm saying. Why did they implode? That's kind of funny.
Because
that's
there were CIA
though,
offices in there. There was remember, there were some government offices in that place, in Building 7.
Of course there was. Fuck yeah, there was. In Building 7?
They had to get rid of some evidence. There was evidence
the
in
mayor,
there
the chief police had a big headquarters of fucking guilt or some shit. They got him out of there before it fucking went out, you know?
Yeah.
Then you got firemen saying they're hearing fucking explosions in the basement. Well, fuck, they weren't hit in the basement. What's up with that? So,
right there, well, listen, well, you know, there's another thing. There's another thing that, you know, that you just said fireman. There's an interview on YouTube. It's documented. New York firemen, okay, that survived. They were in a stairwell or something in one of the towers, okay? I don't know which tower it was, but they were in one of the stairwells at ground level. And when the thing supposedly came crashing down, they had a radio, okay? Well, they was able to get a signal out. And they said they could look up through the peak holes, the little holes, in the ceiling, and they could see light. Wait a minute, you just had a million tons of building come down on top of you, and you could look up, and you could see light? Give me a break. You know, Jesus.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Something happened to it. You know, something, or, you know, you would be fucking buried under a million tons of fucking building. So how could they look up at the ceiling and see sunlight if there's a million tons of building on top of you? See?
Right.
It doesn't jive with physics, okay?
Mm-mm.
And I'm not a physicist, but by God, I know a little bit there, okay?
Yeah.
But
then no,
people
that's,
say, well,
that's what I'm saying.
It was designed
mean,
to pancake.
You know, and then you had the Tonkin incident in Vietnam, which never happened either. So,
yeah.
You know, we're talking about bloody war there.
And nobody has tried to answer these questions scientifically
Mm-mm.
using the laws
Mm-mm.
of physics, okay? But
mm-hmm.
see, they won't, because if they did, they would have to admit, yeah, there's something more to this. Gee whiz, you think other conspiracy theories might have been right? I mean,
Right. And, you know, like the Pentagon, that's another one. That's an oddly shaped airplane strike.
Yeah.
You know.
Exactly.
You know, so it's been, it doesn't make no sense to me.
Yeah.
Oh, hey,
you know.
Podcast. I've been in Florida. I've been hiding out in Florida for a while. Down in the Sunshine State. And they're not bullshitting about that, man. It's hot. I mean, it is hot.
See the alligators?
No, I didn't see none. But they're going to have a bear season down there. They haven't had a bear hunt season in about 20 years there. I think they need to thin out the herd a little bit, you know.
Did you see bears?
I seen one. What's that? Bears, yeah, you know, bears, black bears.
Damn, I didn't know there was bears in Florida.
Yeah.
I'm true.
Damn, 110 in California today, damn. I figured that state was going to freeze and snap off, but, you know, I'm still there.
Yeah. One of these days, California's going to dry up.
Texas. I don't know here. Maybe near future, go to Texas. The next trip. Houston, outside of Houston? What part? Houston, Texas? Houston, yeah. Might have to take a trip to Houston. Not that I want to. But yeah, what we're getting, it seems like here lately, man, this global warming, I read the book, and I think it deserves a Nobel Prize and all that. What was his name again? Yeah, I wrote the book. The Vice President.
Al Gore.
Al Gore, that's right, yeah.
Gory Gore.
Yeah.
You know, well, that's,
it's global warming. That's why it's so hot. You know, I mean, quit using that hairspray, women. You know,
stop farting.
Fuck. Yeah, come on, man. You know, hairspray, Freon, anything aerosol. But I still see, spray paint in a can. You know, shit like that. So what's WD-40?
Well, you know, global warming is a farce, okay? That's just a made-up deal that they made up so they can get these federal grants and study, you know, fireflies fucking. Oh, that causes global warming, okay? Now, I'll go with the climate change, okay, because like I said before, we don't live on a dead rock. This rock that we live on is very active.
Not yet.
Okay?
We ain't killed it all yet. We're working on it, though.
Yeah. Earthquakes, volcanoes and all that shit. So, you know, I can buy climate change, okay, but not global warming, sorry. They're full of it.
Right. Well, I'm waiting for the mothership to come pick me up. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm looking at. Waiting for the mothership to come get me off this fucked up rock. Yeah, man. Or this country. Get me out of here.
Beam me up, Scotty. There's no intelligent life down here.
Exactly, right. Yeah, I got a T-shirt that I had, I guess, packed my luggage when I got down there. And it says, this T-shirt says, I'm not anti-social, I'm anti-stupid, you know. And I, you know, I don't know if anybody here is from Florida or anybody listening to Florida. Well, hey, no disrespect to you, but hey, Florida's got a lot of stupid people in it, you know. I mean, they have roads just for golf carts. I got to go to the Villages, Florida. It's outside Ocala. And it's all, there's a bunch of subdivisions for rich people. Bunches of them. They say like 3,000 acres of this shit. You know, I mean, it's huge. And I'm like, wow, man. And I see golf carts everywhere, you know. I went to a really high-end market there, and I could have swore I walked into a nursing home. Swear to God, it was insane. But I had a good time. Yeah, man, filet mignon. Filet mignon in this place was $22.99.
Damn.
Yeah. I like that. Lemon dollar fit. Shit like that. Lemon. Vote is a fucking citrus steak. You know what I'm saying? They should be giving that shit away. But no, dollar fit.
Yeah, right. Did you ever, while you were down there, have a chance to eat alligator? I did that one time.
No.
We stopped at a restaurant. At a restaurant.
More for the South, you can get that, I think. But I was the boiled peanut section, which I still don't get yet. But I was just in the Central Florida. I didn't go. I was a little more like toward Orlando. Like that. Yeah, fuck. The worst part about the whole trip is the transmission of my truck fucking up. Yeah. I want to get about that. So, that was expensive. Yeah, I was going to go out to Mike's dad's place and shit. That got canceled. I didn't go nowhere. I don't know what it had a bowel bad in it. It's like, son of a bitch. Because I tried to leave where I was at. I was going to turn. I was making a right-hand turn. I went to pedal. No transmission. Nothing. didn't start slipping enough, the print was gone. I'm like, son of a bitch. Thank God I got AAA. Better bad valve, better place, but sign here. Give us your money. And that was it. Took them 4 days. But I wasn't too happy. So I had to pull a 24-foot trailer back with me. 24-foot cargo trailer. It's not the best. I had a good time. I did. I mean, I just, you know, No. That's the last thing I expect to happen. But it happens. You know, shit does happen. I just had the truck service before I left, too. Had new tires on it, brakes all around it, new fuel filter, everything. Transmission. Brand new oil pan. And did that shit. Motherfucker. And a front seal. I had to replace the front seal on, too, before I left. But she pulled good. I got that going on. It's full trailer, so that's the blessing of a diesel. I can take it. Had no problem pulling hills or anything in Arkansas, nowhere. But the roads in Mississippi on Highway 20, stay the fuck off them. Seriously, do not go on that highway. Highway 20 was a trip, and I mean, just like riding a Bronco. I'm telling you, the road is so fucked up, man. The highway is horrible. But Highway 20. Yep. It was a rough one. But, yeah, we made it. All the way home. And, boy, was I happy to see the house. Like I said, usually I'm a flying kind of person. I'm not into driving like that shit no more. I used to, didn't care. Did all the time. But not no more. Boiled peanuts, suck fly catch. What is boiled peanuts? I didn't even catch on to that. I don't even know why I don't know and don't care about this. But I was at a commissioner said boiled peanuts. I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? Just because how stupid I am. I need to find a video on it or something. Boiled peanuts. So where's George been hiding out at? Have you been doing shows? I ain't seen no emails from him lately.
He was on Thursday. He didn't have a show there Friday or tonight, I don't think.
Is he doing all right?
As far as I know, yeah.
Right on. Right on. Yeah, man. This political shit going on now, this is, man. What did I see that on? Hillary got in trouble with a federal judge that forced her to come up with emails. I can't remember what it was all about. Damn, I have to look. No, get patient with me for a second.
Well, they're supposed to. Well, she's supposed to turn them over, but she wiped them clean. See, that's another nail in her coffin.
Of course. But, you know, I mean, her and Bill got in trouble for taking shit out of the White House when they left and it belonged to them. The Trump says here, Donald Trump, undocumented immigrants have to go. Okay, that's a good thing. I agree on that, Donnie. Man arrested in a shooting in which 9-1-1 hung up on a caller. Jesus. Oh, here you go. This ought to help you out, gunslinger, to help your fucking day. Obama, Clinton, mingle on Martha's Vineyard. It's golf course.
Lovely.
Imagine that. Really?
At your expense. For them idiots to go do whatever they do. Isn't that lovely? And people go along with the bullshit. It's insanity.
Let's see. There's a teen killed.
black teen kid killed in Texas.
Yeah, that was over here in Arlington, Texas. Breaking into a car dealership. But yet, he wouldn't do anything like that. Got it on video, okay, at a car dealership. Now, this goes show you how stupid these people are, okay? If you're going to rob a place, okay, the most brightly lit fucking place in the whole fucking town to rob, you know, a car dealership, they're lit up like fucking Christmas trees, okay? Number one, that's not very smart. And it shows the kid already smashed out one windshield of a car trying to open the doors of two or three others. He, you know, they got little gates out there. I've been to this place over in Arlington. I've been right through this place. And they have little gates there. And he goes out there, sits on the hood of his car for a couple of minutes. It's all on video. He gets in the car. He rams through the fucking the gates and drives his car to the showroom window. And that's when the cop shot him.
Mm-hmm.
Or a confrontation right after that. So that right there is not very fucking smart. This guy's supposed to have been in college, in a college football and all this bullshit.
Right.
Okay. That's not very smart thinking. Okay. But, you know, he got what he deserved. If he wouldn't have been robbing the damn place, then he'd probably still be alive. There's logic again. I love that logic. Yeah.
All right.
And there's another kid up there in Ferguson got shot again. Another one of them got shot.
Mm-mm-mm. I tell you what, down there in, you know, Florida, man, Orlando's a pretty heavy-duty country to be fucking around, and there's a lot of people shooting each other in Orlando. I mean, stabbing, drownings, I mean, shit. I mean, it's all every night, man, every night. I mean, that's all you see on the local news down there. It's like, Jesus Christ. They don't talk about nothing else, nothing nice.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you know. Let's see here. This one here. Man arrested in deadly shooting in which dispatcher hung up on a caller. An 18-year-old man was arrested Friday in connection with a deadly shooting of a teenager in Albuquerque, an act of violence which was followed by a 911 dispatcher hanging up on the victim's friend as she begged for help. Okay. Friendman Chavez Silver called 911 dispatcher Matthew Sanchez appeared to go flustered and hung up on the caller. As she asked for help, the fire chief said Sanchez dispatched handlers before disconnecting but called the act inexcusable. Sanchez resigned as emergency dispatch license has been suspended. Well, system breakdown. You're only human. Well, eventually the computers will control all this anyway, so it won't matter. You don't have to worry about talking to a 911 operator no more, you know. You know, the computer will decide what to do for you.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
That AI, artificial intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Get ready for it. It's coming soon. Cashless society, no more money, everything on debit cards. That's all you're ever going to have. They're coming a debit card. Okay, now my computer's fucking up. This just ain't my lucky night. I wonder why her and Bill still stay together. And last name, in the middle name, Rodham. Hillary Rodham Clinton.
I call her Rottenham.
I guess you pronounce it Rodham, you know, or but it's Rodham. Rodham. Rodham.
clit ton. She has so many different character faces, you know that? Just typing her name and look at the picture you get. Hillary Clinton chomps on pork chops as Donald Trump's helicopter circles above. There you go. Really, Donald and Hillary look like a pretty good couple together, you know? There you go, your future president and vice president.
Well, we're all one big happy family, you know that.
Did you see that? Donald and Hillary fucking around? I can see him doing a porno. Oh, God. I mean, I don't know. John, it's insane. I really, you know. What better characters to have for this? There just needs to be, you know. I think Ronald McDonald should be running for this shit, too. Ronald McDonald versus Bozo the Clown. You know what I mean?
Well, that would be a good group.
Absolutely. I would be so hard who to decide for, you know? Yeah. It'd be a hard decision to make. Yeah. But that's just me, man, you know? Yeah. I don't see Hillary getting it. I mean, there ain't too many people that like her. She has no, I don't know where she finds any factors. You know what I mean? I can't see it. I just can't.
Well, it's not what you know.
She's done and caught up into, you know, fuck, man.
Well, in my opinion, she's shot herself in the foot. I mean, we don't need that bitch in there anyway. Okay.
Several times. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, several times. Several times, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know who, you know when her husband was in, you know, blowjob Clinton, you know who made all the decisions for him. She did.
Right.
She's a fucking dictator.
Right.
She's worse than Obama. Obama, okay? She's a little fucking dictator, let me tell you.
Yeah, she was running old Billy. She was running Billy.
Yeah.
And, you know, Danny was running Bush, so there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Michelle Obama could be calling the shots too.
Oh yeah, probably so. You mean Michael?
You know, I wouldn't put it past it. You just don't know. Crazy.
I would be a bit surprised.
What's next? What is next?
I would not be a bit surprised.
I'm sorry, I'm trying to read a little bit to you. I'm just letting you be silent. But, I just, you know, trying to catch it. What's that other one that's running? Oh, shit. See, Jeb Bush. You know, it's that one guy with the curly front hair. What's his name?
You know, Bush is out, too. He might as well drop out. Jeb Bush. We don't need another Bush in there, number one, okay?
No,
number two, he is open for open borders. He supports open borders. Fuck him, okay? That's what's wrong with this country. Seal that goddamn border up, you know?
Well, technically, it's supposed to be open anyway. You know what I mean? That's how it was done. I mean, that's, you know, America was supposed to be for everybody. You know what I mean?
Well, that's the problem. You know, that's the problem. You go into these any of these other countries and you try to sneak over their borders, they'll either put you in prison forever, they'll either shoot you on sight, And they don't have that kind of criminality like we got in this country, because you know you got your gang members coming over here, you got your drug dealers, and you got all this other bullshit. Mm-hmm. We don't need that. We don't need that. And other so-called terrorists coming over, quote unquote.
Oh, I talked to some people when I was in Florida, and they're talking about their trip to Canada. They said, "Well, yeah, we went to the trip to Canada, and you know we just walked right into Canada, no big deal. We're getting back in the U.S. took 4 fucking hours." Yep, gotcha. Easy to get out, but get back in.
But yet they just let them go right over the southern border. It's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, hey, when is the end? That's the question. When is the end? Yeah, when's it coming? When's it gonna stop? I'd love to know.
Well, it's gonna have to stop at some point.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. It's gonna have to. Exactly. And we can't even afford to take care of ourselves, let alone take care of anybody else. You know what I mean?
Right.
If that's the case, the whole fucking every poor country will wind up here in this spot. You know?
Yeah, but
trying to line us all up. Give everybody one spot.
But yet we give billions and trillions of dollars to all these other fucking countries that hate our guts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But yet
mm-hmm.
our veterans and all these people don't get the proper care mm-hmm. that they need, okay? That should show you there's something wrong with the picture right there.
I seen a news clip the other today. They're showing these new military graveyard sites and shit they're doing. They're building these crypts, these concrete crypts all lined up together in the ground, and it could bury 4 people in each one. So I'm like, how does that work out? You just throw any soldier in the grave with another dude you don't even know, and both their wives can be thrown in the box too. You believe that shit? That's exactly how
I do. Yeah, I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, it was on a news clip. I didn't keep the link. I should have, but yeah. Let me see if I can find it here in a second. I'll post it. Post this. I'll be damned. But anyway, to save that money. You know, it's right, they're forcing to cremate now. That's going to be next. You watch. Veterans are going to die. Have to be cremated. Ain't got the real estate farm. We ain't stolen enough from you yet. I find this link. I'm having a hard time multitasking today. It's been a long day. I'm still recuperating from that little trip. Tell you what, that four-wheel drive, one-ton Dodge might have whipped your ass on a long trip like that. It's like riding a Bronco, man. I'm serious. It's crazy. I don't think they designed it for comfort. Find this link to save my life. Don't figure. You know, shit. You know, once you take forever to find it again. But yeah, it's like a poor man tune thing. Like I said, these things, it's like stacking Legos, lockbox, you know, like putting Legos together is what it looks like in this graveyard. So, somebody makes those castings, those, you know, vault castings making some money. Or that concrete. Yep. Let's see, we're now, we're already in, when's the election?
When's the election?
When's the election start? It's what?
I'm not sure.
Next year. I mean,
next year. November, I think.
This November?
2016.
November 2016. That ain't soon enough. I don't know. It's crazier by the minute. Jesus. There you go, gun. There's a clip. Similar to what I was talking about. I think the same, but this is in Houston, Texas. Yeah, that's a graveyard. That's the same thing I was talking about earlier. You see that clip. FEMA mass grave in Houston, Texas. That's what this clip is.
That's somewhere around down Houston somewhere.
Yeah, that's what it says, Houston.
So what are these boxes? I mean, this is, you know, the show. I've seen this video before, yeah. You know, and they just bury them. Just
the thing, like I said, this clip just came out like 2 days ago. It's on YouTube somewhere. I can't remember what it was called. And it was.
This is a new clip?
No, this is an old clip here. This is the style of boxes they're putting together in this, that new clip. Same thing. There's a military cemetery. You know, for veterans, cemetery.
Right.
They get so many dead veterans in there, you know. They said they were getting, like, with 125 in that day, you know. Like, yeah, these are it. Military graveyards. This is saying it's a FEMA graveyard. I don't know.
Well, usually when they bury somebody, it's at least 6 foot in the ground. From the top.
Well, these are about 6 feet.
These things.
Probably about 6 feet in the ground.
Well, these things ain't even covered. Look at this. They're not even hard. They're just barely covered, maybe with, what, about 6 feet.
Right. They fill them in. They put dirt on top of them.
Yeah. In normal graveyards, it's usually 6 foot.
But these things have a concrete vault. Same thing I'm talking about.
Yeah, these are concrete vaults. I mean,
yeah.
It's really. And buried that, just that. You know, that length under the ground. I mean, you can sit there and dust them off with a damn broom if you had to. Because they're not.
Well, I'm sure
they put
more on top of them than that, you know. Yeah.
I don't know. That would mean quick access.
Right. Oh, yeah, real quick access.
There's something up with that, too. You know, I don't think it's their graves, because there's
right.
No markers, there's no flags, there's especially if it's a military, you know, for veterans, okay, and they're just out there out in the middle of Nowheresville, okay, doing this.
Well,
shit.
They got these things stacked up. I mean, they're definitely, you know, squeezing for space, like shit. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean that's what I'm saying. They're not. I don't think that they're for something. Okay.
Yeah, this clip is
exactly
what it is. It's the same clip I've seen today. It's a new clip. It's the same as this old clip. I mean, it's not the same clip. There's a totally different thing, but it's actually, we're just saying these are military graves for veterans. You know what I mean?
I don't buy that.
Well, that's the question. This is used to, I don't know where that video was I've seen today. This is in Texas, so, I mean, you know.
Right.
But it's the same thing. The same shit I've seen today, which is a recent two-day-old video. Somebody just posted it, so. There's a news clip, you know what I mean? Right. News crews in it. They filmed it.
But they damn sure don't bury people like that in Texas. Okay. That's nuts. You know?
Well, apparently they do in Houston. That's what this is.
I've never heard of it. And I've lived here my entire life. I've never heard of them burying people like that. Not in Texas.
I understand, but you know, the military's different.
I know the military is different, obviously, but that's not a military. Look around the area that you don't see.
Well, I know. I know that. I got that. I understand.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah, I understand that, but I'm just saying today they were saying it was a military graveyard. This one don't say nothing like that. You know, this could be, who fucking knows? When they go kill all of us off or whatever. You know, they think there's something going to happen to the environment. Somebody, you know, people are showing 10,000 fucking reasons what's going to go, something's going to go wrong. You know? I mean, the government's spending a lot of money on this shit or whatever. Whatever money, whatever you want to call it. But, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this is the style. The style of graveyard setup they're doing for the so-called veterans. But, yeah.
I just don't buy that.
That just
don't sound,
okay.
You know,
this
right.
This clip, it's got a bunch of other clips on this ride here, wherever it is. But it's like showing up.
I'll tell you how I know that they don't do it here, because my dad was in the military during World War II, okay? And he's buried here in Dallas, up in Dallas at Laurel Land. Mm-hmm. And there's a special area in Laurelland. It's veterans. It's called Veterans Garden. Okay.
Right.
I had my parents buried right next to the Liberty Bell. Okay. And you don't see nothing like this. Okay. Like in that video. Mm-mm.
All right.
There. You know. So I don't buy it, because I've seen the cemeteries around here, and they don't do nothing like that. Not for veterans. No way.
Yeah. There's one in Phoenix, Arizona. Same thing. Nashville. It's the same thing. No, it's the military.
Yeah, seeing they're all over the country. So if they have anything, FEMA has anything to do with it, you know it's got to be something. For some type of natural or man-made disaster. You know that. Got to be.
Right. But, you know, the thing now, you know, I'm telling you, the thing now is crematories, man. Crematories have definitely been a hot ticket lately. You know, a lot of people. I don't know. I just don't, I mean, you're dead, you don't give a shit no more, but still, I just don't sound cool to me. You know, well, it ain't cool. It's hot, but, you know. But I don't know. It seems to be the cheaper way to do shit nowadays, you know?
It could be, but I'm still not buying it. not for veterans or standard funeral, you know, arrangements like that. There's too many of them.
Funerals are another fraudulent racket. You know it?
Oh, yeah.
Here in the state of Missouri, you can bury your own if you want to. You know, I see the funeral thing. You just got a deed of plot in your property, and have you put in the ground right there in your own yard. Throw some lime on you and wrap you up in a sheet and tie it in both ends and stick in the ground. That's it. That's all you gotta do. Another reason they bury people so they don't stink up the place. Crazy shit, ain't it?
It is crazy.
Raise you by the minute. Well, Gunslinger, I'm going to walk out of here, man. I'm not done this show. I got to get done. I keep getting nailed. But I want me to get going. But anyway, hey, man, thanks for hanging out with me. I'm going to try to get my show back up and running more often, you know. See what I can get scheduled out since I think I'm done for traveling for a minute. Maybe. Once I do this Texas trip, that's going to fuck me up again. You know, shit like that.
Anyway, all right, man, from me and everybody else, I'm going to walk out of this show, and I will see you all later. Catch you tomorrow night. Hopefully, be good, behave yourself, and we'll see you then.